Welcome to the broadcast. Glad you are with us. I'm going to be joined by Wes Peters in a minute. I pre-recorded about a 40-minute interview with him the other night that I want to bring to you today on inflation, superinflation, hyperinflation, bank runs in China, and the BRICS banking system, Brazil, Russia, India, and China. There is the goal, and I've been reporting on the BRICS banking system for over a decade now, and their goal ultimately by most of their partners is to take down the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency, the petrodollar. And now we're being told that China has approved for Argentina to come in and be a part of that BRICS banking system. So we'll talk about some of these very, very important issues related to finances. Then I'll be joined by Dr. Peter Breggin. He's known as the conscience of the psychiatry field. A lot of the psychiatrists don't like him because he says, look, guys, you should not be putting these kids on these psychotropics. Many of these school shooters have been on these psychotropics, and he's been an expert testifying in many of these trials. He'll join us tonight, and then we'll be joined by Dr. Rob Linstead. We'll get an update because trending today on social media is Ezekiel 38. Now you say, why is Ezekiel 38 trending on social media? Because of Putin and the president of Russia, head of Russia, and then the prime minister, or I should say, the president of Turkey and the president of Iran, or the head of Iran, all meeting together. Iran, Russia, and Turkey. The Bible speaks about a military alliance between these nations. Thousands of years ago in the Old Testament prophet Ezekiel, under the inspiration of God, wrote and told us what was to come. And we're watching it unfold in our lifetime. And so much of social media we're reading, right there trending, is Ezekiel 38. So many people are very interested in this. In fact, what's fascinating is many people now are interested in Bible prophecy that never have been. We're seeing the foundation being laid for a COVID passport, which I think will lay the foundation for a digital ID, which the World Economic Forum is calling for, which will lead the foundation, I believe, of a, one world economy where no one can buy or sell unless they have the mark of the beast, as described in Revelation 13. So we know there's coming a one world economy, a one world government, and a one world religion. And look at, we're watching a lot of this unfold right in front of us. So we got a full plate tonight to get to. But hey, first, 53 years ago tonight, they landed on the moon. 53 years ago tonight. And interesting enough, I received a box of newspapers today, just in time. Because if it showed up tomorrow, it wouldn't be 53 years ago tonight, would it? 53 years ago tonight, July 20th, 1969, they landed on the moon. Apollo 11 landed on the moon. I showed you guys some a paper. A few weeks ago, one of our wonderful listeners knows I like history and sent me the original picture, original paper, talking about reporting on the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. And I showed that to you. And my mother was watching, and so she packed up a bunch of historic newspapers she's been holding for decades and decades now, and well, over 50 years, some of them. And she packed those up and she sent those to me, and I got them today, in fact. I got them this morning. And so just in time, here we are for the 53rd anniversary of the landing on the moon. And so my mom and dad sent these to me, and they will be framed in appropriate frames and hung on my history wall. And one of these days when I'm done hanging all this stuff, because I have a lot of stuff I have to frame, when I'm done framing all of it, I'll take you guys and one of the camera guys will go down to my history wall and you can see this. But here it is. This is one. This is from Jackson, Mississippi. That's where we were living then, and I was born there. Jackson Daily News, July 21st, 1969. American gamble pays off with pocket full of moon dust. And of course, this is the next morning, the next day. The headline as to the landing. You can pull down that lower third, if you guys, if you want. Let them see. There we go. They can see this stuff more easily. So isn't that a treasure? Man walks on the moon. That's, again, dated July 21st, 1969. My mother has been holding these for all these years. I'll get to that one in a minute. Here we go. Here's another one. This was the Jackson Daily News. This one was July 16th. Off to visit on the moon. So they were reporting that, hey, these guys are going to be doing this. Took them a few days to get there, as you guys know. And this is pretty sharp. And again, any of you guys that have this, that want to add to my collection, you can certainly mail those to my P.O. box. Pack them up well and put them in a box. And we'll add them to our history wall. But look at this one. Thank you, Mr. President, colon, goodbye. Oswald's slang as seen by the nation. Again, this one's dated November 25th, 1963. November 25th, 1963. Look at that. Right here from my hometown. I didn't even know that there was a paper by that name. I have to research that a little more. That's interesting. now here's the, try to do these in order. Here, I better go this direction then. Here we go. Here is the Washington Star. I remember, because I lived in D.C. when my dad was working for the government, for the federal government, and the Washington Star, I remember the day they quit printing. And I'll show you that in a minute. But this is 52 hostages rest in Germany. They got freed because who got sworn in? Ronald Reagan. And this one is dated January 21st, 1981, the Washington Star that is not even around, hasn't been around for years, as you're about to see. That's the Washington Star, another historic one. All right, here's the Washington Post. Sadly, this one is still around. The Washington Post is still around. Here we go. Freed Americans flown out of Tehran, Reagan sworn in as the 40th president. All right, so there we go. Freed Americans flown out of Tehran, Reagan sworn in as 40th president, January 21st, 1981. Now, I was standing on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol when he was sworn in because we were living there as a family. My parents took me down there. We went in the metro, and it was packed in like sardines. Now, I would never do that today. I'm too claustrophobic, so I would never do that today. But I got through it as a kid somehow. But he was packed in there like sardines to go down to the U.S. Capitol to be there to hear and see President Reagan being sworn in. Of course, little did I know so many years later, the early 90s, about 1993, that I would be a guest on his son's radio show, and he and I become very, very close friends. He gave me my start. His son did Michael in Talk Radio, went in to sit in for him, be his guest, or his education reporter, frequent guest host, wrote the foreword to several of my books, and I was his literary agent on his book, Twice Adopted. In fact, I communicate with Michael quite a bit, quite often. We were just communicating last week. Sometimes we talk on the phone, sometimes we just text. But yeah, that's a great paper right there, the Washington Post, Reagan being sworn in. Love that picture. All right. Now, after he was sworn in, you know, we end up having these guys get home, right? At long last, freedom won for 52 hostages. So there we go. This is the Washington Star. This paper is not around anymore either. Do you guys remember that? I mean, some of you maybe are too young. That's not something I'm going to get used to saying. But there's a lot of you in the audience that remember. See, I was April, May, June. I was only 3 months old when they landed on the moon, so obviously I don't remember that. So some of you definitely remember that one. I was not alive when Kennedy was killed either, so some of you remember that, so that'll make me feel younger. But I know there are teenagers watching who don't remember any of this. I had a 17-year-old call into the radio show the other day. He said, Mr. House, you don't realize how many teenagers listen to your show. So they don't remember any of this. They don't know any of this. I was, in fact, showing some of the kids today this, and I was trying to explain to them what all this was about. They know about the landing on the moon, the Kennedy assassination, but they don't. Hostage crisis, Iranian hostage crisis. I have to explain a lot of that to them. But we all remember that, right? Tying the yellow ribbons around the tree, the song by Tony Orlando and Dawn and all of them. Reagan takes oath, hostage deal on track again, January 20th, 1981. This is the Washington Star. This is the inauguration special, 1981 souvenir edition. Look at that. Can you believe that my mother held these this long? And some of them, of course, she's held for 50 years, and she's giving them to me. Wow. Now, here is, this one she has it wrapped. This is the final edition. Well, what would make you say that, Brennan? I don't know, maybe the big black words, final edition. This is the final edition of the Washington Star. 128 years of service ending. 128 years of service. All the studio lights, everything's reflecting. Can hardly read it. 128 years of service ending, the final edition of the Washington Star. Now, I remember when this came out, and I remember her back in August 7th, 1981, I remember her saying, I'm going to get one of those and preserve it. I remember that, and there it is. Now it's part of my collection. How about that? Here's one. This was not so old here. I mean, relatively it is, but not compared to some of these. Israel hit. Look at that one, USA Today. Israel hit. U.S. allies retaliate for Iraq missile attacks. Fear of chemical warheads proves unfounded. Israel hit. I remember that. Man, I remember rushing home to watch the TV and tune into that. CNN. That's when we all watched CNN because there really wasn't anything else to watch, right? And we watched CNN. This was January 18th to the 20th, 1981. I guess this was the Friday, Saturday, Sunday edition. The Friday, Saturday, Sunday edition, January 18th to 20th, 1991. So that was about 31 years, right? Yep. So that's a good one too, right? Now here we have the Pioneer Press, the St. Paul Pioneer Press. That paper's still around. A Love Affair. And this is about the October 30th, 1991 Minnesota Twins. Now, I went to the Minnesota Twins game when they were in the World Series. I can't remember. Any of you guys listening in Minnesota? I have the Homer Hankies. I have the Homer on my history wall. I have the Homer Hankies from, I think it was 87, 88, because I was a senior in high school, and I camped out all night in a parking lot of, camped out all night and slept on the concrete in a parking lot in Roseville, Minnesota. Roseville, Minnesota, Rosedale Mall. So you could stay in line and get tickets to the World Series. So I went to the World Series. They won that year. We had the Homer Hankies. I have them framed. Then the next year was 90, I think it was 91. So there you go. That's what the paper is, 1991, October 30th, 91. You know, what year was it? October 31st. Was it October 31st, 93? October 31st, Halloween, 93, I think, if I remember correctly. We got like 27 inches of snow. It was ridiculous. So anyway, aren't these great? So these will be framed and go on my history wall. And I promise you guys, I got several things that need to be framed, and then I'll bring you guys in. I'll bring the TV down to the down there to see that. What is Joe saying here? Oh, yeah, I can't read that. Yeah, you're right, Joe. All right, look at this. This is my mother's handwriting. This magazine given to George, that'd be my father, by my grandmother, by my mother's mother. So this magazine was given to my father by my mother's mother. And it is a, what is it dated? Well, it's, let's see. This is pretty cool. It's actually kind of sad, actually. This would have been after he died. Clearly, it would have been after he died. Kennedy and His Family Pictures by the editors of Look Magazine. I mean, I'm assuming it's after he died. It has to be. I mean, they wouldn't have done something like this probably while he was alive to this degree. It's got his, that's a sad picture. Got his empty rocking chair sitting there in the Oval Office. By the way, I don't know how many of you have ever been to the Oval Office. I've been to the door of the Oval Office and looked in, and it is a much smaller room than you would imagine. That was what stunned me, was how small it was. But this is, yeah, this has got to be after he passed away, because it's just so many pictures of him and talking about him. I can't imagine it was. So it had to, it doesn't have a date on it. The father and his kids. Let's go to the back. Oh, yeah, everyone loves that one. That's the iconic picture, right? One of my acquaintances, I say acquaintances, I won't say friend, I would consider him a friend, but more of acquaintance, but we talked off and on over the years, and his father was a White House photographer for President Kennedy. His father was a White House photographer for President Kennedy, and his dad had been a Navy guy. Because he was a Navy guy, he served the purpose of being the White House photographer and a Navy guy, because I guess what he told me was that a Navy officer or former Navy officer, either current or former naval officer, needed to be on a ship if he was on a boat. So if he went on an old boat and they wanted to keep it small, this guy could double as the White House photographer, which he was one of them, but a former naval officer. So he would go along. So he has pointed out a lot of the pictures. He pointed out some of the pictures that his dad had taken. And I ended up a few years ago looking up his name, the photographer's name. The son, Hal, obviously has the same last name. And looked up a bunch of his photographs that he had taken. And he did this. And he would go to the White House as a little kid with his dad, who was the White House photographer. Yes, folks, this was taken. This was put together after President Kennedy passed away. Because there it is. That's how it ended. I figured at the back of it I would find that. All right, so this is just a beautiful book commemorating the life of John F. Kennedy, who, for the most parts, was a very, very staunch anti-communist. He would not be welcome in the Republican Party. The Democrat Party. I'm not so sure he'd be welcome in the Republican Party. Some of the things he believed. I'm not so sure Ronald Reagan would be welcome to the Republican Party today. Everything is gone. It's the Overton window. Everything has just moved to the left. My left is over here. So everything is moved to the left, Overton window, with exclusive pictures from files of Look magazine. That's one. That's a conversational piece there. All right. So thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad. This will become a part of my collection. And again, I promise you guys, I'm going to get a bunch of stuff framed and get you guys down to the history wall I have, and show you all kinds of cool stuff I framed over the years. All right, that's fun. And if you do, hey, look, if you got some of this kind of stuff sitting in a closet or an attic somewhere and you want to unload it, send it on. P.O. Box 1690. I'm not kidding you. P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. P.O. Box. Maybe you can put that up there, Logan. P.O. Box 1690. P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, 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 Tennessee, 38027. And send it on long if you want. I'll add to the collection.